Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Bankers Title Handling, your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614 or just look for a number on our homepage. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence, and also with support from Christine Wern and the CRISM Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com for more information. And joining me here in the studio today, thankfully, Renee Armand on our show here today. How are you?
Oh, hi, honey. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. So glad to see you. So glad you safely got into town. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Okay, so my wonderful partner in crime and exquisite cellist is Jenny Lynn Young.
Yes.
And it's just the two of us. We come from south of Nashville. We live in a little town. I have a farm. Jenny has a house in town in Leaper's Fork, and we work together a lot, apparently. So we're on the road.
All right.
Here. And Jenny is going to start us out.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then we're going to do something together.
Excellent.
Seamlessly, perfectly, exquisitely, without a single mistake.
We love that.
Okay. Go ahead, Jen. Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Oh man, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. Just can't remember who to send it to. Oh, I've seen fire, I've seen rain, seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Oh. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I ain't gonna make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire, I've seen rain, seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you. Walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. And there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. And oh, I've seen fire, I've seen rain, I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you. Thought I'd see you one more time again. I thought I'd see you.
Wow. That is wonderful. Wow. Renee Armand here on Hunter at Sunrise. And Jenny, what was that piece that you played at the very beginning of that? Was that
every cellist's favorite.
Was that Bach?
Bach, Prelude in G.
You know, that was beautiful.
Cost mom and daddy a lot of money, that one.
Ain't that the truth?
Wow, that was a great rendition of a beautiful song. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Hunter.
So, Renee, tell us about yourself. You have such a storied musical life. You've been in the business for many, many years. Mm-hmm. You were discovered by Tony Bennett, of all people. How did that happen, first of all, I guess?
I was singing this was back in the mid-60s, I think, and I had just come off the road. I was working with a gay accordion player during the Nevada circuit. And I don't know. I just didn't want to keep doing that because I was not, I mean, yeah, it was the hair and makeup and high heels after a while.
Right.
So there was this club called the Cable Car on California Street in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
And they wanted to up their game. They were having women in bikinis cover themselves with paint and then rubbing their bodies on canvases. That's what the club was doing until they decided they wanted to have a jazz trio, and I did that.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of became a real thing for San Franciscans to go to that little club. And North Beach, the whole Italian bunch in North Beach, Tony Bennett, he brought his kind of management people in, and they all decided that I was going to be the next Barbra Streisand, which of course I'm not. And and I went, no, I don't think so. But I was referred to as the girl. The girl's incredible. So the girl lasted about 20 minutes doing that kind of stuff. But
what year was this?
I don't know, 65. 1965, 66-ish.
Oh, wow, that was the height of Haight-Ashbury back then, wasn't it?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, watched them turn the Haight from a beautiful kind of dark Russian neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Full, it was completely Russian, and the pierogies were incredible. And mm-hmm. then it became this thing that it became, the Haight.
Wow.
The influx, all the people that came. So,
did you actually meet Tony Bennett, or did you just met his people?
Oh, no, met Tony.
What was he like?
The same way that I'm assuming he is now. He's one of the. He's a very gentle, sweet, gifted man. Beyond, mm-hmm. He's absolutely music. You can tell he gets out of the way, but he has such a skill set. He's incomparable.
Hmm.
Beautiful, magnificent singer. And what a lovely soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
And you also have a lot of ties with John Denver. You mm-hmm. performed as a backup singer for him. How did that happen?
He was in town doing, I think he was filming Oh God, and mm-hmm. he had heard something that I'd done. It was playing in a hotel room. Somebody was playing a record of mine in their hotel room, and he walked past the door. It was in London.
Mm-hmm.
And a year later, he asked who it was. He knocked on the door, must have scared them. Hi. And they're going, oh my God, who are you? You're John Denver. Maybe not. Maybe it was somebody that didn't recognize him. But he found out, he wanted to know who the singer was. And then a year later, he tracked me down and called me.
Wow.
And I had been out the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not pleased when the phone, I was singing, I think I was at the Roxy.
Mm-hmm.
So probably went to sleep by 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and the phone rang at 10. And he said,
this is 10 o'clock at night.
Right. No, this is 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
okay.
And I hadn't slept, and I was testy.
Oh, no.
And he said, is this Renee Armand? And I said, who is this? And he said, John Denver, and I hung up on him.
You didn't believe him.
Of course not. That was one of those sort of butthead people I work with, musicians who are brilliant and have a lot of fun torturing you. So,
but he was relentless, apparently. Because
he called right back.
Oh, good. Okay.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up. This really is John Denver. I don't care. Oh, what do you want? I was so gracious back in the day.
Uh-huh. And so he said, I want you to be a backup singer.
No. Oh, no.
What happened?
I was never a backup singer very good.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, I became that because he offered me a great deal of money to go on the road, and I had lost my record deal,
mm-hmm.
and they were signing dead horses before they'd signed girl singers at mm-hmm. that point. And mm-hmm. You really, I mean, I have no complaints at all about that. I've managed to I've been given a great life with, mm-hmm. with what, again, I call my skill set. And
sure.
I get to live out music at a level that most people are not given,
mm-hmm.
and we made an agreement. He wanted me to come and sing with him, I think, on his record. He was making an album.
Oh, wow.
And then it turned into live performance, and there was a beautiful love and friendship that grew between us, and it didn't transcend, it didn't get past honoring his marriage or anything else.
Right.
And he has been wonderful through the years. So mm-hmm. He was such a decent human being,
yeah.
and he worked incredibly hard, and he benefited our world. He was one of those people who give it all away, and
yeah.
I loved that yeah. about him. So, yeah, I ended up going on the road with him for, I don't know, 6 years-ish, I think.
Wow.
Maybe.
No.
And then got another record deal.
Wow. Well, that must have hit you hard when what happened to him happened.
Yep. It was bad.
Oh, my gosh.
It was bad.
We're talking with Renee Armand here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us before we get going with the rest of this?
We'll do, let's do Revelations.
Okay,
because you have this is a Sunday program, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so this,
very
I'll
much
just
so.
Talk a little bit about this. I I bought an album years ago, back in the 60s, My Griffin Is Gone. That was Hoyt Axton's visionary piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was obsessed. I heard it on the first FM radio station in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and became the whole album was extraordinary for its sound, and again, it was visionary. Mm-hmm. And years later, I realized I've ended up marrying everybody on that record, pretty much. two of my ex-husbands, two of my many ex-husbands are on that record.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. And Perry Botkin, who did the arrangements, he ended up producing and arranging my first album on A&M. And then I ended up meeting Hoyt at A&M Records, and we became co-writers, and that's how I got to Nashville, was the song that he and I wrote that became a country hit, something called Bony Fingers, which was ridiculous, tequila-fueled. So when I teach songwriting classes, songwriting coaching kind of stuff, I never tell them, and so drink tequila, because that's the path to stardom and success in songwriting. And so he wrote this song, and this is on My Griffin Is Gone, and it's called Revelations. And seriously, two of my husbands are on this record.
Interesting.
And I learned it, and it is one of those, use the word again, visionary, ecstatic pieces of work. And okay. I love him for this.
Okay. Here's Renee Armand here on Hunter at Sunrise.
On a world filled with rain, help me help somebody, help me help them see all the rainbows and the promises that you've shown me. And please God, don't let me live my life and die without ever even wondering why. Children laugh and lovers lie, rainbows fall and angels cry. Give me something to hang on to, you give me revelations. See the crystal mountains, hear the rainbows falling. I can hear, oh Gabriel, I can hear him calling. Seven golden candlesticks, seven angels blowing on silver horns, I read it in the book of Revelations. I'm gonna be reborn, I'm gonna be reborn. And please, God, don't let me live my life in vain.
Wow. Lisa, you can applaud, too. It's okay.
Thank you.
We can all applaud.
So do you see why I call that a visionary piece of work? And it goes back to, obviously, Revelations itself, but the idea, I'm not good at religion,
yeah.
But I do know that the idea of rebirth, if for me, in many spiritual paths, is this idea of beginning again.
Mm-hmm. Now you have a very meditative way of singing.
Huh? Thank you.
And that must really serve you when you go to sing before groups and things of that sort.
I have no idea what I do. In the real world, there's no accounting in any way, shape, or form for the fact that I can still sing at this age. It should have worn out a heck of a long time ago. I mean, vocal cords are just tissue, and they expand, and you end up with large, broad vibrato, and it just hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
At, 73, 74? So there are much greater presences in mm-hmm. my business that have stopped doing what they do, and mm-hmm. I just get to, I don't know. I don't know. I don't take it lightly, and I've been given companionship at this ridiculous age in a way to be able to still perform. I've been given the company of great musicians and a wonderful partner in Jenny to do this work. So I don't think about it, because if I overthink it,
mm-hmm.
I'll go back to taking care of my chickens and my goats and my garden. Not in retreat, not in a sense of retreat, but it's best to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And just that I would say this to anybody, just tell the truth, tell your heart, not your story, not your journey,
mm-hmm.
just tell your heart in any art form that you can, in any creative way that you can. You can do it with a pie. Nothing doesn't matter.
Yeah. You know, we might mention that you're going to be performing this afternoon at a house concert.
No, that's tomorrow.
No, I know that, yeah. But this is airing.
Oh, right. Oh, I'm sorry. Oopsie.
That's quite all right.
I'm really telling you how to do your business.
It's this afternoon from
at
2 and at 5 o'clock.
Yes, at Lisa Marie Samaha, who is one of our great holistic healers in this area. Lisa, she just provided us with, and her community, with her beautiful space, and that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We do two concerts. Carol and Dale are joining us. They've got a bunch of fans in this area.
Right.
And this is the first time Jenny and I are doing it, so we're kind of excited about it.
Sure. And this is at Port Warwick Dental Arts.
Yes.
Right up on Nat Turner Boulevard, up in Newport News.
Yep.
In fact, we got the address up here on my website. So if you go to our website, you can see it all laid out there, including if you click on here, you will go to a page where you can actually call and maybe get some tickets to your show. So we're hoping we can help get some people to your show. One other thing I wanted to talk to you about real briefly is that you actually were the voice of the morning after in the Poseidon Adventure. You were the one in the movie
yeah.
that sang that song.
Yeah. I've heard that Carol lip-synced it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you were the actual voice singing the song.
Yep.
How did you get a gig like that? How do you... I mean... That is pretty wild. I was a
studio singer for a while, for about 10 years, and not a very good one in the sense that most truly good studio singers really know how to read, and you know you get paid a lot of money to do that. But by another series of flukes, I ended up being the voice of one thing or another. Somebody liked my sound, and I worked for Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn, who were... They really wanted to write movie themes, and we went in and did a demo of their song, The Morning After, and the demo became the cut they used in the movie itself. And it's a very different version than Maureen McGovern's.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
But it went on to win an Academy Award.
Yeah, it did.
Wow. What did you think of that when that happened?
I was so glad for it. It really made it work for Joel and Al. After that, they got a lot of work. And I ended up doing, I think I got paid $50 for the demo.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, big time. And the glamour of show business. I don't know how I felt about it. I was proud for them.
Yeah.
And it still amazes me that going in and doing a demo with those three guys, just kind of, or four guys, just... turned into what it turned into.
Yeah.
There's no accounting. People are so ambitious and so competitive, or they're taught to be.
Yeah.
And music isn't that.
Right.
It really, really isn't. It's mostly a lot of work and really listening to one another, mm-hmm. and giving your ego and yourself up so that you can... Oh, man, I'm talking like metaphysical, but
it's hard to talk about music. This is a metaphysical show.
Okay, good. Well, it sure became one today.
It's very metaphysical, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, there's a great songwriter who was once an NFL football player, mm-hmm. and he once said the thing that I love. Yeah, talking about music is like singing about football.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what you do is evidence enough.
Right. It's hard to explain it.
Really? You know it.
You can't explain it.
You know it when you see it. I mean,
yeah.
Please. There it is. And if you get taken up by it, even better. What
yeah.
a ride.
Yeah. We're talking with Renee Armand here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do just one more song? We have a little bit of time.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Oh.
If you would like.
Okay, what do we want to do?
Woodstock,
or the
meditative one?
Oh, let's do the meditate. Let's do the one from. This is the song of prayer from an adjacent book of the Course in Miracles.
Okay.
Okay. This is a better one for Sunday morning.
Yeah, for okay. Sunday morning. Here you go.
I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Here's Renee Armand here on Hunter
so
at Sunrise.
So this is.
Yes,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, Hunter.
Go ahead.
This is. This came from. I made a CD. Oh, gosh, I hate talking like this, but I made a CD called Listen, and I was in a little group in Nashville, and we would read out of the book as our final little prayer, and I was asked to sing, say, Amazing Grace or something to close with as a meditation. And I did that and finally got tired of doing it the third time Jean asked. And instead, I opened the book to one of my favorite passages and I said, well, I'll just sing this. And I was being arrogant and joking about it. And it sang. And then it happened again. And I was so completely humbled and confused. And they asked me to make a record of it. So I asked a friend of mine who he's a great record producer, Gary Ciramelli, and he has a beautiful little studio. And I booked him for an hour and I said, this will only take 15 minutes because this ain't going to happen. And 3 days later, I sang from the book and it sang through me. Ugh,
okay.
Don't like talking about that. Sorry.
All right.
So this is from the Song of Prayer.
Excellent. Here's Renee Armand on Hunter at Sunrise.
So now return your holy voice to me. The song of prayer is silent without you. The universe is waiting your release because it is its own. Be kind to it and to yourself, and then be kind to me. I ask but this, that you be comforted and live no more in terror and in pain. Do not abandon love. Remember this, whatever you may think about yourself, whatever you may think about the world, your mother, father needs you and will call to you until you come home in peace at last.
Wow. Renee Armand here on Hunter at Sunrise. I am so glad you were able to do this today. This is awesome.
We picked you instead of going body surfing.
Well, if it had been me, I would have picked the body surfing.
Well, the perfect beach day. And yet we decided that what we really wanted to do was meet you and be with you and be part of your life. And thank you for so gently and sweetly including us.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. And again, you will be on a concert this afternoon at 2 and at 5 p.m. at the Port Warwick Arts, Acoustic Arts, and Port Warwick Dental up on the peninsula. And we do have some tickets to give away to this, I understand. So if you text 880-5156, I think we have a couple of pairs of tickets to give away to this. So that number again, 880-5156, and we have it up on our Facebook page, too. So that will help you if you want to text and say you want a pair of tickets. Someone will get back to you, and you have a pair of tickets to see Renee Armand live and in living color. Thank you, Renee, for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. We had a good time.